listen, we lost two games on the trot. We've only done that once before earlier on in the season. And it's important you don't lose three. But at the same time, we were trying to win it. We tried to have two forwards up. We tried to have a go at them. And I thought the game opened up the last 20 minutes. They were having a go to win. They needed 3 points. We were trying to break on them. But I can't fault the effort, the attitude, the endeavour of the players. They've all come off absolutely shattered. But they've come off tired because our quality and our decision making and our passing was sort of way off the mark on a really real quality pitch. We some of our decision making in the final third, where if we chose the right option with the right quality, we'd have probably had a chance on goal. That's what let us down today.
What do you put that down to? Because it did seem at half time as if the game was there to be won if we just wanted to.
Yeah, football's never that easy. It doesn't quite work like that. If we played really well today as far as our quality, we would have won. We got in great positions. But it was one of them days, you know, you don't know why. We worked hard to make sure that we were solid. We made hard to make sure that we weren't, you know, behind in the game. And I thought defensively we were good. I thought young Joe McDonald had an excellent game in goal, looked very assured. And as the game wore on, I thought we were looking like we could break on them and take a chance. But, it was too many people had off days in their decision-making and their quality, and there's nothing that, you know, you can put a finger on with that. But the positives is, you know, we haven't lost. After losing two on the trot, we've taken something from the game. It was great. We had, I think, four or five academy players on the bench today, young Joe Bursic. We had Joe McDonald in goal. That was a big positive. And the boys have put in a real shift and, you know, they're having a right go for the last four games.
Are you happy with this performance overall, in spite of some of the decision making? Because it hasn't been so good of late, has it?
Yeah, I think there's one game we really let ourselves down, and that was Port Vale. We didn't do enough right in the Port Vale game. Bristol Rovers, considering we had five key players out, we conceded after 11 seconds. After that, we were probably the better team and couldn't find a way of opening them up. There wasn't too much with that I would really go mad about. And today, I thought it was an honest, hard-working away performance. And, you know, if you come away 0-0, no matter where the team are in the league, you come away with a clean sheet away from home and a point, the majority of the time you're happy. But because we've lost a couple on the trot, you can sometimes question it. But I'm delighted with the boys, the effort, the energy they've put into the performance. But we lacked that little bit of quality today.
And you could have won it right at the death. Dean Parrott all the way through on goal.
Jake Reeves it was, actually. Yeah. It was Lyle Taylor reversed Jake Reeves in. And again, you know, he's hit the target. I suppose that's the one consolation. But again, that probably summed up our day, that final bit wasn't quite there. And, you know, we've got to go again now. And the one thing that we all demand and we all want to ask for is the effort, the intensity, the energy that we expect from a Wimbledon team. And they've given us that today. So we can't knock the fact that they've had an off day with their final pass.
Because there's still a lot of pride to be played for in the season, isn't there? Getting into the top half, there's a certain team that we probably would like to stay ahead of. I notice you on the touchline, you're not giving up, so certainly that there's plenty of pride and things to be played for.
We want to win every game. It doesn't matter whether you're safe or not. Every training session, you know, it's within us. When you're footballers, you hate losing, and that's where we are. We hate losing. We don't like that feeling when you turn up to training after a loss. And, you know, we have got a lot to play for. We do want to finish in that top 12. At the same time, we do want to give a little taste of it to some of our youngsters. And I think we're trying to combine the two. Not always easy. The two don't always go together, but we're trying to. And the boys have put in a real shift today. And we've got another tough game Monday, and we look forward to it.
You mentioned already Joe McDonald. When did he know he was playing? And I thought he showed up really well this afternoon.
Yeah, he does in training. He's come on leaps and bounds over the last couple of years, and we're really happy with his development. Yeah, really confident performance from him. He knew he was playing probably during the week. Shazy wasn't well right from the word go this week, and he's been quite poorly. So, but to be honest with you, we was probably going to give Joe a game, and this might have been the one we did it. So, not a problem, and it's great because we've young Joe Bursic, who's highly regarded as you know, one England under 17 goalie, a real prospect, and it's great for him to be around the first team and know that if anything happened to Joe McDonald, he was coming on. That's how much faith we've got in the lad.
and it's Peterborough next. They're in a similar position to yourselves in the league. It's how do you see that one going?
They're a good team. You know, we beat them up there. We put in one of our best performances of the season at their place. They're a good team. They're very open the way they play, and you know they've obviously lost some games, but won some games with the way they play. And they're a big, strong team, and it'll be good. You know, there's nothing to lose. We'll try and win the game, and we'll try and have a right go at it. And if we don't, we don't. But we'll have a right go at it.